It's Todd Zwillick. This is The Takeaway. Thanks for being with us. You know, the United States has always struggled with questions of identity. Who's American enough or American at all? You can see it behind so many of the stories in the news that we're following today. There's uncertainty over the future of DACA recipients, debates over patriotism and protest, tension over the monuments that symbolize America's dark past. Well, we're not the only country that grapples with history and reconciliation in this way. Italian-Somalian novelist and journalist Ijaba Shego explores these themes in a new novel. It's called Adjua. It's a story that spans a long arc from the 1930s to the present day in Italy, and it explores Italy's colonial past in Africa, its immigrants, and a refugee crisis going on in real life today.
The story of Adjua is for me the story of the connection between my two worlds, Somalia and Italy. I was born in Italy from Somali parents that came here in 1970-71 when the immigration began in Italy. So this novel is not autobiography. It's not a biography, someone that I know, but for me, this is the way to show this connection between Somalia and Italy in the past with colonialism and in the present with the refugee crisis, because the characters are the same. And I choose to divide in three parts because for me, these parts are three steps of the history in common between the two countries. Colonialism is, of course, and refugees, but in the middle, we find Adjua in the 70s when immigration began, when my father and my mother came in Italy.
So Adjua, your title character, is a Somali immigrant in Rome, where you are now, there for a long time, but then marries a young, recent immigrant, and it's an unusual relationship.
Yes, not so unusual in Italy, and now I think in Europe. Titanic is the third character of the novel, and sometimes migrants, above all refugees, have to fight against the racism of the native, and sometimes to fight the racism of their own people, the people that came before and think we are better than them and we are not refugees, we are black, but not black like them. So I choose this name to show this cruelty. So the relationship between Adjua and her husband, Titanic, is a relationship of power, of course, because she tried to colonize her husband because Italian society colonized her. So it's a quite complicated relationship. It's not easy at all.
And this is a story of migration as well. Now, Italy, of course, has been an entry point for huge numbers of migrants from Africa. How is Italian society coping with that now?
It's very difficult in that moment. There is a lot of problems, I think, in the mentality of Italian society. Not Italians, because I think more politicians than the population, because a lot of parties use racism against refugees to find the vote, for example. We have a side of the society that have a lot of rights to travel, for example, to go to holiday, to get a job abroad or to study abroad, freedom to move. And the other people, like Somali people, Eritreans, Sudanese, Syrian, have a lot of problem, really, because no passport, no possibility to find a legal way to come in Europe, for example. And this is a big, big problem.
So, Ijaba Shego, Italy is in the middle of a big debate right now about how to treat the children of migrants and immigrants to their country. Do you think Italy is struggling or reconciling with its own colonial past?
The problem is this history of colonialism is a hidden history, but it's so difficult to explain colonialism in that moment. The people say, okay, it's not so important, it's past, it's okay, don't worry about this. But the problem is that, for example, in France and UK, all the people know that was an empire. Here, the Italy want to forget not only colonialism, but all the history of the fascism. But if you go around in Rome, for example, you find a lot of traces, a lot of monuments and statues in the geography of the city about colonial past. We have an area called Quartiere Africano, Africa area, not for African presence, but for colonial connection. Asmara Street, Mogadishu Street, Somalia Street, Libya Street. So it's quite interesting that people forgot all this and forgot all the exploitation, all the murders, rapes, concentration camp. This sad story is important to remember above all now, because most of refugees come from former Italian colony. So we need to understand the connection with our history.
And while this searching, this soul searching goes on in Italy, you're an author and you've written books about this too. I know they're not autobiographical. But here you are, a second-generation Italian born to Somali parents in Italy. You're Italian, but you describe how Italian society might view you as something different than, I don't know, traditional or full Italian. How do you reconcile those things?
I try to build a Black Italian history because sometimes I have a problem of My identity is a big trouble for me because I feel 100% Somali, of course, because for religion, for parents, for family. But I think I am 200% Italian and European. And my identity is something in between, of course. And for that reason, I think that I wrote my novels more for Italian than Somali, because I want that something change here around me. I'm black Italian, and I try in my literature to explain this hidden history about Black people here. It's not only colonialism, it's more than colonialism. For example, slavery in Europe, slavery in Italy. When I go around, for example, in Livorno, in Venice, in Rome too, and even Palermo and Sicily, we find a lot of monuments about slavery, for example. So we need to understand our connection and my connection with my country, because of course we have a lot of people look at me and look at people like me like a foreigner, but we are foreigner at all. We are sometimes I feel that I'm foreigner in my own nation, so it's quite sad. I don't want to be sad. For that reason I begin to write and to explain that we are all Italians, because Italy is no white, is no black, is something in the middle. Here they came Arabs, they came Spanish, French people, so a lot of people, it's mixed race, more than one, I think.
The novel is Adwa, a story of Italy, Somalia, and migration between the two countries. Ijaba Shego is the author of Adwa. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.